This is really becoming more and more popular. We don't hear a lot about it still, but this is becoming more and more
I'd say it popular. Really has picked up in the last 2 years. And the whole idea of folks, it's a family event too. So, you know, mom and dad can take the kids in their own backyard, hide a geocache along a trail somewhere, have friends try to find it. It's like when we were young, playing kick the can, learn, you know, the hide and seek sorts of things. And now it's all high tech. You know, you give your kid a geocache or a geo unit, and they try to find their friends. So it's a part of the technology age that we're in.
And like all technology, I mean, this is becoming more and more even affordable now. I mean, GPS years ago was like, you got to be kidding me. But the way things are going now,
you can get a decent unit now for under $100, yeah. And you know. Previously, you know, a couple years ago, they were $300, $400, $500. So it is becoming less expensive.
Now, this event is kind of tied in with what's going on this weekend. Where'd the idea to do this event come from and to do it this weekend with the Hiki Lunta Festival?
Well, the Irontown, Nongani Irontown Association, they're always looking for new events. And so we were able to combine the Walk Michigan events. We do this also for the Pioneer Days that they also sponsor. And last year was our first year of doing it in the winter. And by the way, it was below zero our first time out. And yep, I was real worried about sending people out in the woods for the first time. But it's a great family event. I think that's the key point
One of the places, one of the destinations could just be a big bonfire.
Yep, that's true. Right now, you know, people can watch people play blooper ball. That'll be going on at the same time also.
And if folks want to get involved in this, I mean, if they're into this themselves and they have their own GPS units, bring them along?
Yep, they can bring them along. And it's also for the newbie that doesn't really know what it's all about and just wants to find out about it. And even if you're not interested in geocaching, you just come on out, register for the prizes by just going out for the walk.
Well, we're talking here about Sunday, and you're saying you can get registered at the Senior Center from when to when?
You could come out anytime between noon and 3 o'clock.
About Sunday. How long you think they're going to be out in the woods?
Well,
what should folks plan for?
I would say about an hour. We have a 2-mile course, and you can snowshoe it, walk, ski it, and find all 5 treasure sites within an hour. And that's if you don't get lost.
If somebody has a question, should they find you or just be there on Sunday? What's the best way to go about it?
I think just come on out Sunday at noon, Nagani Senior Center, and we'll have a registration table. It's pretty low-key event. It's kind of like self-serve. If you do want instruction, we'll provide some instructions. Otherwise, just go on out. We will have the trail marked. We'll have some nice orange color cones. So if you don't have a GPS device or you're terrible at using one, you won't get lost. Okay, as part of the Nagani Irontown Hiki Lunta Festival on Sunday, January 18th, we're going to have a geocache walk Michigan event. We have Chuck Delp here, who's an environmental science teacher who teaches our young people how to use handheld GPS devices to find their way out in the woods. He'll be there bringing some loaners for people to try out. And people can just go for a walk, snowshoe, ski, depending on what the weather is, and go for a one or two-mile walk, have a chance to enter a drawing for a Grand Hotel package on Mackinac Island in May. Should be warm by May.
Ooh. Yeah, I would say by then, yeah.
The program will start at noon. We'll have some geocache instructions, and people can register. They don't have to do the geocache part. They can simply just go out for the nice, warm afternoon stroll.
Actually, it's supposed to be like near 30 on Sunday.
Yeah. It'll be balmy.
Perfect, yeah. By then.
It'll be perfect. It'll seem like Hawaii up here. So, good time to walk. And so anytime between noon and 3 o'clock, folks can come to the Nagani Senior Center. That's where the registration will take place. And then go for a hike on the historic Iron Ore Heritage Trail.
Now, are you going to set like a destination for people with the GPS? Or are you going to just send them out there and say, here's the coordinates to get home? I mean, how does it work?
Yeah, basically, they come at noon. We give them the experts, people that have been doing this for a few years. We give them a sheet that has the coordinates of all 5 treasure locations. We have 5 different locations out on along the Heritage Trail. Pretty easy to go. If you don't have snowshoes or skis, a nice high pair of hiking boots would work for you. And they get the coordinates and go out and find the 5 treasure caches, and we'll have prize drawings when they get back about 2:30.
when we talk to hear the term geocache, I mean, what this is a relatively, it seems like a relatively new term. What is it? What are we talking about here?
Okay, prior to 2000, the only folks that had satellite capability to find locations was the military. And since that time, it's been opened up to commercial use. First appeared on our cars. A lot of cars now have GPS units. And the handheld GPS device is very similar to that. You actually get the latitude and longitude coordinates. Every spot in the world has a coordinate. And the handheld GPS device will hook up to the satellites in the sky. There's probably anywhere from 7 to 18 satellites hovering over the UP as we speak. So it'll tell you exactly where you're located. And the units will allow you to program a different location, such as a treasure. And it'll tell you the treasure's, let's say 300 yards away. And so there will be an arrow directional signal, and you just basically walk right to that spot and you'll find your treasure.
It's a little eerie because the accuracy of these things is almost unnerving.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you could literally find a nickel in the forest.
Yep. And I wouldn't be surprised. People hide these caches. They call them caches, treasure chests, whatever. There's probably several right here in the mall.
Really?
Yeah. And you can go to, there's a website, a worldwide website called geocache.com. And you can pick up and look at the location and
get back.
Yeah, Walter,
here.
Not it's not under your foot
not
there.
Your... We will continue with George in just a little bit. It's all part of the fun of the Hakey Lunta Winter Celebration in the Iron Town, which actually gets underway late Friday, Saturday into Sunday. Going to be a lot of fun, and you can take part. We'll tell you how.